This is Dialis Saint introducing Saint Polycarp. How old must a person be in order to be a martyr for Christ? Martyrdom comes to people of all ages who have the courage and strength to hold firm in their faith in God, Christ, and His Church. So firm, in fact, that they are willing to give up their lives. This was the case of the 86-year-old Polycarp, Bishop of Smyrna.
Polycarp was a disciple of the Apostle John the Evangelist and received from him first-hand knowledge about Christ and his teaching. Polycarp, along with other early Christian writers, are known as the Apostolic Fathers. They wrote letters to the new churches setting down the teachings of the apostles and Christ. Some of these letters, which still exist, encourage the new Christians to follow the traditions, doctrines, and organization of the Church of the Apostles. In this way, the teachings of Christ will be passed on to those new Christians who were just receiving instructions.
Smyrna was an important Roman trading center in present-day Turkey, located in what was called the province of Asia. Polycarp was the bishop of this entire province for more than 50 years, and through his unusual powers of leadership, he was able to establish a solid Christian tradition and so influence those who would become the church's leaders. He even traveled to Rome to confer with the Pope in an attempt to agree upon a time for keeping Easter to settle the difference between the churches of Asia and Rome. Sometime between 155 and 156 AD, Marcus Aurelius allowed a persecution to start in Asia, and a group of Christians were arrested and brought to the amphitheater in Smyrna to be eaten by the wild animals. All but one died bravely, but the pagan crowd wanted more to be slaughtered.
Away with these atheists who don't believe in the gods of Rome. We want Polycarp. We want Polycarp.
Polycarp, who meanwhile had traveled to another village, told his friends that in a vision he saw his bed pillow on fire, which meant to him that he would be burned alive. He moved again to another home, but was betrayed by a slave who was threatened with torture. Polycarp was arrested and taken to where the crowd had gathered. When he entered the arena, many say they heard a voice from heaven say, "Be strong, Polycarp, and play the man." The Roman proconsul said to him,
"Swear that Caesar is Lord, and I will discharge you."
"For 86 years I have served Christ, and he has done me no wrong. How can I blaspheme my King and Savior? Hear my free confession. I am a Christian, and if you want to learn the doctrines of Christianity, appoint a time and hear me. But I cannot talk to you now, nor can I talk to the crowd, which is so angry they cannot hear anything."
"I have wild beasts."
"Call for them, for I am determined not to change from good to evil. The only changing one should do is from evil to good."
"Since wild animals do not frighten you, I will have you burned by fire."
"You threaten me with a fire which burns for a while, but after a little while dies out. But you are ignorant of the judgment to come and of the fire of everlasting punishment which is prepared for the wicked. Why do you delay? Bring against me what you please."
Throughout the trial, the proconsul noticed that Polycarp was actually happy and confident. His face shone with such grace and beauty that the judge began to admire his prisoner. Then the judge announced to the crowd that Polycarp was determined to remain a Christian.
"This man is the teacher of Asia, the father of the Christians, the destroyer of our gods, and teaches the people not to sacrifice or to worship. He should be burned alive, and we will even provide the wood."
"O Almighty Lord God, Father of thy beloved and blessed Son, Jesus Christ, through whom we have received the knowledge of thee, God of angels and powers and of all creation, and of the whole family of the righteous who live in thy presence, I bless thee for having been pleased to bring me to this hour, that I may receive a portion among thy martyrs and partake of the cup of thy Son unto resurrection to eternal life, both of soul and body, in the immortality of the Holy Spirit. Grant me to be received this day as a pleasing sacrifice. For all things I praise, bless and glorify thee through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
They say the flames rose around Polycarp like a sail, but he was not harmed. Then he was pierced with a spear. His death came at the age of 86. The pagans did not want to release his body to the Christians, but instead burned it. The remains were later lovingly buried by devout Christians.
At some time in our life, we will be tested, either publicly like Polycarp, with the prospect of bodily death or humiliation, or in conversation with others when we must firmly hold to certain beliefs of our faith, or to say a firm no to a strong temptation. In our own way, our answer will be as important as Polycarp's. Christ did not compromise when he offered his entire love for us. We cannot compromise in offering our love and loyalty to Christ.